This season on Closing the Gap, an educational podcast on gender bias in medicine.
You know, we live in a world that's very full of, you know, immediate prejudgments, and whether that's race, gender, age, any of those things, that's what happens. And some of us have to combat that more than others, because you're right, the stereotypical doctor is older, male, and white, and I am none of those things.
I am sad right now about how much time I spent in my career hitting these walls, really these ceilings that women hit at every stage of their career. I would hit these barriers.
We'll share stories of real women in medicine and their experiences with sexism and marginalization in today's workplace.
So among science, engineering, and medical fields, we were the worst in allowing harassment to occur at a very high rate.
Said to me that, in his opinion, ER has a lot of action, and so it's more of a man's job, and that's why there are more men than women in ER.
I don't know why you guys get offended. I mean, this other attendee has been called a nurse, and she's been here for 30 years. It's a compliment. If someone calls you a nurse, it's a compliment.
We'll go further than that. We interview national experts who share data as to why this happens and why it matters.
I think most recently, in 2017, there was a gap of $100,000 across male and female physicians.
My real life example is that I didn't tell anybody I was pregnant, because there's data that show that as soon as they know that you're a mother, you don't get as many job offers. And when they do make you a job offer, you get lowballed.
The process of promotion is so biased in some institutions that it's nearly impossible for a lot of women to get promoted. Yes.
We'll also be discussing solutions to help make our workplaces better for everyone. While an inclusive and equitable workplace absolutely helps women, the data shows it also helps men, it helps our patients, and it helps our bottom line.
So we know that corporations that have diverse boards and diverse leaderships are more profitable. We want them to do it because it's both the right thing and it's better for their business. Do you know what happens to the 57-year-old male attending who has back pain and has to go out for surgery? It's the same thing as maternity leave, except we know that one 9 months in advance.
I'm Amber Saburio, an emergency physician in San Antonio.
And I'm Laura Smiley, an emergency physician in Detroit. Tune in to our first episode,
which is a two-parter,
Framing the Problem. We'll play a game of Mythbusters with experts Dr. Derek Cass and Dr. Esther Chu. They'll then break down the data as to why there is a gender gap and why we all benefit from gender equality in medicine.
So check us out on feminem.org/podcast and help us close the gap.